Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Benny, they are out on the streets.
Who is?
Out on the streets.
Who's them?
I'm telling you, out on the streets.
Okay.
I stopped by because I had to drop off the chocolate, you know, because I had the chocolate and the flowers in the car. For the Northwest Women's Show.
Oh, okay. I'm like, it wasn't in my house because I wasn't there.
I'm telling you, out on the streets. I have not seen, we've been doing this show how many years? Three years. And so we've been doing the Northwest Women's Show, probably about the same amount of time. And so, I have never really seen quite as many people, from the previous years trying to get in on the first day. Oh my gosh. It was like remarkable. I couldn't even find Nick and Megan, who were trying to stand out there waiting for me, you know, looking for me.
And they were just blending in.
There were so many people, busloads of people.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it was amazing to me.
Now, the Northwest Women's Show is where?
It is at Quest Field.
Okay.
And that is downtown Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are in the region, for those of you that are listening in Tampa, I don't know if you have something like this, but I think you do. So you know what it's like. Now, this venue brings about 40,000 women to it. And especially this time, because Bob Green's there. And Bob Green is the fitness trainer for Oprah. And Marianne Williamson, along with me. I'm speaking.
You're actually going to be on stage again.
I'm on the mini stage.
Very cool, because remember, we had a little bit of remote action going on last year.
And we almost did today remote.
Yeah.
And it was just, couldn't really get it to click. There was a lot to do, because the place is just so busy. I mean, they filled so many booths.
Hustling and bustling down there. I'm telling you.
I mean, so people are really looking at just a lot of different things in terms of expansion and what they want to do. And most importantly, where by the food. We're right by the food booth.
Well, that's the best part.
Mm. We're in, for those of you wondering, we're at 119-119. And that's going to be important because today we have two additional tickets to give away for the upcoming Sunday Carolyn Mace event. We've got two more tickets to give away. However, you have to pick them up at the booth.
At the booth.
You've got to come to 119.
That's right. It's too late to mail them out.
It's too late to mail them out.
So we got to do the next best thing.
We've got to do the next best thing.
And you get to meet the show host.
And you get to meet the host and the Bobby and the Megan. And, well, that's if you come today, you'll be meet Megan and Nick. But Carol is there. And, gosh, I'm not sure who else is going to be there. I'll be there later today because I'm doing the show right now. Doing the show.
Well, of course, you got to get back to the studio.
Yeah.
You got to hightail it back.
Tell me something. How does this happen? I was listening to the news. I don't usually come in and, like, listen to the news that's on, like, before the show. But I was listening to the news.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how this happens. How do you get rat poisoning in dog food?
You got me.
What the heck is going on in wherever that stuff is? How do you do that?
It's an investigation now. I have no idea.
It's an investigation.
It's going
to
be.
You need to bring these people into this show. How do you do that?
I don't know, but it's not very nice.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out for, you know, all of the people, because we trust our suppliers. We trust people that
Absolutely.
We buy food from.
Mm-hmm.
We trust people that, you know, we buy food for our fabulous pet friends from. And I'm thinking to myself, I would be out of my mind right now if something like that happened. I so feel for the people out there. And yeah, there does need to be an investigation because that's crazy. That's insane to me.
And
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we have to protect our little buddies, our little furry friends.
I'm telling you.
Uh-huh. Well, some of the furry friends, there's other ones with feathers and, you know, go underwater. Mm-hmm. Got to protect those kids, too.
Yeah. Yesterday, I went in and I got my brows waxed.
Did you?
I did.
They look pretty good.
Don't they look pretty good
today?
Yeah,
they look sharp.
They look sharp. A little style,
I'm
right?
actually jealous because I'm usually up on mine more than you are on yours.
Let's see. You got a little hat on
That's
today.
That's why I'm wearing my hat. No, you can't see them.
Hmm.
I got to get mine done.
But do you go in and get it done,
I
right?
do. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a guy.
Got some
right
caterpillars up there on mine. I got some caterpillars. They're furry little buggers.
I know. I had something like being nested in mine here. I had to get to do a little something with that.
It's coming out or something.
Okay, folks. We're just having a moment here today. It's because I just ate that egg sandwich.
That looked good, by the way.
It was really good. So, you know, there was a man in the waiting area, so to speak, and he, you know, he was coming in. And I knew he was going to see, you know, the person I was going to see because, you know, how you get up to the front desk and you're, you know, okay, Mr. Blah, 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 you're here for a...
So-and-so.
I forget what they call it. It's not like a chest wax, but it's a major. It's a major. And I thought of that movie.
Boy, that's going to hurt.
Oh,
40-year-old virgin.
Oh, my God. And I thought...
Oh, Great Knights of Columbus.
So I went in, you know, when I was getting mine done, and I said to the woman, I said, tell me something. Is it really like in that movie where... When men go in to get their chest waxed?
Well, because we normally don't have that stuff taken out of us, so it's pretty intense. I've had some friends that had it done, and it's...
And she says, yeah. She said,
intense.
Yeah. She said, you know, the deal is you want to do it like that because then it's less painful. And I said, oh, I can't even believe that.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm like whining the entire time, you know, just to get my brows done.
Well, I don't know, when you kind of look at, okay, you know, ladies, I mean, you sit there and you pluck all day and you've probably been plucking for years, you know, it starts to become desensitized, right?
I had to give up plucking. I have to tell you,
it's frustrating, isn't it?
I'm the worst. Okay. I created more damage to my eyelids by trying to pluck my eyebrows than you can even, I'm telling you. You know, there's some things that I think that certain people are suited for. You know, like my best friend Linda, mm-hmm. you know, she's such like a girly girl with the nails and the eyebrows and she, you know, you never know she's doing it.
Sure.
I look like, when I'm done with my eyebrows, I look like I use soap scrub all over the top of my face.
All infected.
And it's like, you know, it's like, what happened to you? Do you have like poison ivy or something? And it's like, no, you know, it's just something that I'm not really good at doing.
Yeah,
it's
so just, I think when you go in for the chest and the back hair type thing and you get that taken off for gentlemen, I'd rather have that done quickly and you know, it's going to be painful for that very minute, but it'll be done in the next, you know, couple of minutes. But if you've ever had a tattoo, I don't know, Pat, if you've got one, or I mean, I have one and I'm looking for another.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, that's what you're referring to. No, it's on my back. I can show you later. But it's painstakingly long term where it's just like every little. It's just like plucking. It's just like one little spot. You just kind of keep grabbing it and pulling it and sticking and pulling, and it's different. So I would rather if someone could slap a tattoo on my back like that, like to do pulling hair off of it. But fortunately, ladies, I don't have that problem on the back side of my back. On the front side, I got the manly, hairy chest, but I'm going to keep that the way
Let's
it is.
Let's see that.
Nah, it's keeping me warm right now. I'll get cold.
Well, I don't know how we got on this topic, everyone, because this is open mic day today. We're opening up the telephones. I've got a bunch of cards in front of me. And the topic for today that I'm going to talk about is walking in confidence. You know, this is the theme for today. I'm going to share with you, some tips about what it means to walk totally confident. What it means, you know, to have the faith of a mustard seed to move a mountain.
Wow.
What does that mean? And we're going to go over some of the steps that's involved with that. But as we normally do on Open Mic Day, I have several cards in front of me. Also, I have my pretty intuitive self here as well. Mm-hmm. And this is a day where we get to take a look at a place in your life that you want a greater good. It's really, you don't have to be stuck. This is like a place that you want a greater good in your life. And we open up the phones today. I've got the archetype cards in front of me that are Carol and Mace's cards. I've got the Doreen Virtue deck as well. And so lots of this going on. But I want to remind everyone, Carol and Mace is going to be presenting at the convention center on Sunday. And I'm going to be giving that information out. Now, we're going to give away two tickets for the first two two callers that call in and want to have a conversation and a chat about pulling some cards or seeing where you are or requesting your greater good. So the first two people that call in that can make it down to booth 119, you are good to go.
Booth 119?
119.
Earlier it was like a five-digit number.
No, 119.
Oh, okay. 119.
Yeah, we're right before the, you go in the door, go to the left, and then all the way to the left.
The main entrance on the west side of the building?
Yeah, that's the main deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So, we'll pick up the phones. Here's what we're giving away. We're giving away Carolyn Mace, two of them I have for Carolyn Mace, but you have to come to the Northwest Women's Show because it's just not enough time for me to mail them out. And we're also taking your calls today to pull a card for you to see what's going on, asking a question, and talking about how to stand tall with absolute confidence as we take this journey in the next week or so. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free. You can call in even if you don't want the tickets because this is open mic day. It's our day to connect with each and every one of you. And I want to thank all of you that absolutely enjoyed and loved the event that happened at the Northwest Mystery School on the 17th. Those folks said that Dr. Pat listeners showed up in droves. I mean, this was fabulous. And we want to thank you for supporting our sponsors, and I understand you had a blast. So anyone that was at that event wants to call in and share, let us know. We're going to take a short break. The phones are ringing. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Hold on.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year to play all day at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Daily seminars at the Discover You stage, hundreds of exhibits, and best of all, shopping. A hot fashion show starring local firefighters. Take a class at the Beef It's What's for Dinner Dish and Kitchen, hosted by Kathy Casey. Hear Marianne Williamson, Oprah's expert on spiritual guidance, love, and miracles, and celebrity fitness guru and author Bob Green, Our Lady of Weight Loss, Janice Taylor, and favorite Northwest authors including Anne Rule. McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is March 23rd through 25th at Questfield Event Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, QFC, American Family Insurance, The Seattle Times, Como TV, and Alaska Airlines. You'll find our lowest fares at AlaskaAirlines.com. The Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to NWWomensShow.com.
See best-selling author Carolyn Mace live in Seattle featuring her new 2007 Entering the Castle book. Take a magical journey into your soul with Carolyn as she teaches you how to channel grace, heal, and let your soul become a force for change. A book signing will immediately follow this powerful lecture. Join Carolyn Mace live in Seattle on Sunday, March 25th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouse.com.
Hey, Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey, Jim. Guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a four-year college degree, I did a four-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting March 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit QuantumHealing.us.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
That's
shake
what,
your booty,
hot
day.
Stuff with some new bros on. New eyebrows. I'm all shaped.
I know. Do you like that?
Oh, you even got your nails done.
Do you like them?
Dang, girl. You went all out.
I know. Ooh. I had to.
Got your bling on, too.
Do you see?
That's what the kids call it. Jewelry.
I got the bling.
Got the bling on.
I got the old school bling, though.
It's never
old school.
This is
old school.
No.
You don't think?
Nope.
It's bling is bling?
Bling is bling.
All right, there you go. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We have got a very special caller calling in. This is our partner over there at WWPR 1490 in Tampa, joining us today because he's got something exciting to share. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Hello, Benny, also.
Hello.
I wanted to thank you, first of all, on behalf of our listeners. They're actually your listeners because it happened during your show, where you provided this week tickets to see Deepak Chopra over at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. But the interesting thing that happened was, is when we went, when you go to a break locally here, we say, call in now for the tickets, it jammed our phone lines, and I still haven't figured out how, but it hopped over to the fax line, making our fax inoperable.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
so
impressive.
We don't want to thank you for that, but we do want to thank you for providing the tickets, and a little side story to that. 2 weeks ago, not that I want to make Engelbert Humperdinck feel bad, but we had tickets for him, and they didn't go over quite as big.
Oh,
we didn't announce that. You should have let us know. We could have announced that.
Yeah. Engelbert.
Anytime you get tickets and you want us to announce it, let us know, Ed.
Okay, we love having you on the air here. We get a ton of calls every day. We give them the toll-free number that you gave out, the 1-800-930-2819 number, so they can contact you directly, which was a very nice thing for you to do, so it's not even a toll call. And we certainly are proud to have you here on Tampa Bay 1490.
All right. We appreciate it.
We're looking at it, providing you with some awesome, awesome programming. We've got some fabulous people from the Tampa area coming on. The folks at the College of Metaphysics will be on. So thank you for providing us with some extraordinary talent. It's been a wonderful partnership, and we are thrilled to be continuing.
Well, we certainly enjoy it. In fact, every once in a while, the owner will say to me, come on, we got to get this done because I'm sitting listening to the show instead of working.
You know, the head cheese is always listening.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much. And,
okay, guys.
Boy, and if you want us to plug Engelbert, whatever, you just let us know. Because
too late now, but the future will let you know.
Let us
we'll
know.
Get the next one.
We know how to fill events here. All right, have a good one.
Thank you. All right,
we've got some calls coming in. Ben, you want to take them live?
Sure, let's just jump them on board. Hi, you're live on the Dr. Pat Show. Who's this?
My name is Alice.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Alice. You're live on air. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Now, did you call for the ticket or did you call for a reading?
Actually, a reading because the friend and I, we already have tickets to see Carolyn, so we're really excited about going.
Oh, good. I am so excited myself. I'm even going to, don't tell anyone though, I'm going to like kind of take off from the show on Sunday. And hop over there and then come back to the show to close.
Shh, don't tell anybody, Pat. You're not supposed to tell anybody that.
So let's do a little something with you. What's the burning question you have right now? What do you want to see for yourself for your greater good?
Okay. I kind of like an idea, or if you could tell me what path I am going or what changes I should make in the career that I'm presently in. I'm really interested in, natural health and that sort of thing, the whole, the body, mind, and spirit. And currently the position or my job that I'm in right now is completely away from that. I don't feel that passionate about it, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, the current job you're in.
Right.
Okay. And so tell me about your passion for the healing arts. Do you have a passion for that, or do you kind of think that would be good to do?
Actually, both. I get really excited the more I learn, the more things I read and come across. you know, the books and articles, and just practicing it more and more, as far as, you know, like trying to get more like into yoga and, you know, exercising and, you know, eating right. And I try to eat as much, you know, like organic foods that I can.
Good.
Of course,
good.
I do. I'm not perfect by any means, but, you know, just the more and more I learn, and also the energy of, I listen to Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Yes, exactly. Yes, those are our buds that are on in the morning time. They're on at 7, right, Benny?
7 to 8,
yeah,
conscious
that's
time.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right.
Well, actually, I used to listen to them in the afternoon, and then they're no longer there, so I have to go to the archives and listen to them, because I start work really early.
Well, their archives are great. So here's what I've got coming up. One of the things I started to talk about was the theme for today is walking in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking in confidence. And I was really attracted to that theme because, you know, I'm not perfect either. And I have some days where, you know, I have that slouched over kind of energy about what I'm doing, about where I am. And so the idea is to walk in confidence. And so the way that I look at that for you and the cards that I pulled have to do with you knowing that you have everything you need to take the action to shift your career. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's this idea of absolutely knowing that you have everything you need. So one of the cards I pulled from one of Doreen Virtue's decks is a card that talks about positive expectations. You see? So when you think about making a transition, and it is a transition from the job that you have now, even if it's kind of a part-time or while you're working, going into the direction you want to go, then what you want to think about is holding positive expectations for both, you see? The key to this for a lot of people that are wanting to make a change is we build up, and I'm going to speak for myself, we build up so much resentment in the current situations and jobs that we have that we almost have to redirect ourselves to a place of positive expectations and gratitude, not just on the job you want to move to, but on the job you have now.
Mm-hmm.
That's key number one, because that's going to help you stand in confidence. The three cards I picked as you were speaking had to do with the archetype deck. And one of them was the card of the gambler. And it's a willingness to follow one's intuition, even when others around you doubt you. So the question that I would ask you is, have you shared your, let's call it, your desire with other people that have not been supportive of you? Or have you kept it pretty much to yourself?
Pretty much to myself. I have a really good friend that I have, and we talk about it all the time. And my husband, every now and then, I mentioned to him probably like way over 5 years ago that I'd like to something more fulfilling, where meaning, where I'm helping people, or just more joy.
Yeah, and you're really set up for doing this. The card that I pulled that really talks to what you're talking about is the Alchemist. And the archetype of the Alchemist. And one of the things that the Alchemist brings forth is this transformation of base ideas, base motives, and golden wisdom, so to speak. And this transformation comes from the notion of wanting to create something in service of yourself as well as others. So you may have to become an alchemist, so to speak, to figure out how to take action, right, that allows you to move towards your dream. So what I'm suggesting is that you figure out what action you can take. And this is really important to really look at, given you're in the job you have now, what action could you take And because you're passionate about this, I would really approach this very aggressively. And what I mean by aggressively is that you set up an objective each week, one thing each week that you are going to do that's going to take you towards your dream, towards the shift. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do one right now, because this is really important. When we stand in confidence, we want to know that we have the power to create change now. So given what your dream is and your desire, what would be one thing that you could do this week that would take you closer to fulfilling it?
I don't really know.
Well, I can help you with this.
Okay.
Okay. How much do you know about the type or the modality that you want to enter into? How much do you know about the healing arts?
Well, I read a lot about it. It's like I can't really put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what I'd like you to do, because you're already reading. Here's what I'd like you to do. This is so easy. It's not going to really, you know, not going to give you any other work to do. While you're reading, you know when you're reading something that absolutely makes you smile inside. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know it, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to start writing those things down and write down where you got it from.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So you're reading, and maybe you read about cranial sacral, I don't know, and you're thinking, wow, that's really cool. Write that down.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I haven't been doing very much at all is, you know, you hear about journaling and all that sort of thing, and normally I don't.
Yeah. Stay on the line. We're going to take a short break because I want to talk to you about this. I'm going to even make it easier than journaling, okay? Hold on. We'll be right back after this short break, everyone, with the Dr. Pat Show.
Did you know heart disease is the number one killer in the world? Did you know strokes and heart attacks are preventable when your risk factors are assessed accurately and treated? A revolutionary, non-invasive ultrasound imaging of the arteries of the neck, known as IMT carotid scan, can indicate precisely the degree of plaque in the arteries. To make an appointment to see what your heart is doing, please call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404. Find out more about IMT carotid scan by visiting drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com. To win a free IMT carotid scan, send an email to info@drdarvish.com and state why this test is so important to you. Your heart is your most important commodity. Take care of it and have it scanned. 425-451-0404.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have. The freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Best-selling author Carolyn Mace, live in Seattle, featuring her new 2007 Entering the Castle book. Take a magical journey into your soul with Carolyn as she teaches you how to channel grace, heal, and let your soul become a force for change. A book signing will immediately follow this powerful lecture. Join Carolyn Mace live in Seattle on Sunday, March 25th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouse.com.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. This is open mic day. That means you get to call in, comment. Anyone that has not got, that does not have tickets to the Carolyn Mace event that's in the Seattle area, we'd like you to call in, and you'll have to pick up the tickets at booth 119. Booth 119. So just call in and let Benny know you'd like those tickets, and there are two of them we have, and you'll be able to stop by the booth. The number to call, also for open mic day today, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. All right, Benny, let's go to the phones.
Sounds good. Unfortunately, I'd like to give this gentleman a ticket, Danny from Sarasota, that we're going to bring him next. If he can fly up within, you know, the next, you know, 3 or 4 hours, it'd be great. Danny, we'd welcome you with open arms if you show up. Are you there?
Hey, guys, doing today?
There he is.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't make it to Seattle.
Okay, but...
And, just to let you know, I was one of the winners of the Deepak Chopra tickets from WWPR.
Cool.
Yeah, I just want to express my gratitude to you and to WWPR for those tickets.
Great.
And congratulations.
It's really wonderful. You. Good. So you've got the tickets. You're good to go?
Oh, I'm good to go.
Wow. Isn't that exciting? Are you excited?
I'm very much so, yeah.
Are you going to go up and try to try to meet him?
Possibly, yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
Oh, I will.
Okay. What can we do for you today?
I was on the air with you a couple weeks ago.
I remember. I was going to ask you how the commute was going.
Yeah, I was going well. And one thing I've been doing for years is writing short stories.
Yes.
Kind of as a hobby.
Yeah.
And just all this law of attraction thing is really starting to, things are starting to flow into my life.
Oh, like, I love that.
Big time, yeah.
I love that. Could you give us an example? Do you mind?
Oh, not at all. Well, I have an idea to write a book or even a novel, and I'm gathering ideas, writing notes down, writing summaries of a book I want to write. And one of the things I want to do is find a more fulfilling career, and I'm thinking maybe this might be a good possibility because I'm really just really have a lot of passion about doing this, and I was curious as to what the cards say.
Okay, so, you know, and you've talked about writing before. Let me tell you before I pull any cards, intuitively, you're born to write.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, you're born to write. Remember when I started the show, I said that today's theme is about walking in confidence.
Yeah.
It's about walking in confidence. Before I even pull a card, I really invite you to pull yourself up.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is acknowledge that you are a great person.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the first step.
Okay.
Are you willing to really acknowledge, to step up and acknowledge that you are a great person?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Okay, because that's going to make the energy around you smile. Because you see, everything around you right now is already smiling. And they're saying, listen, Dan, smile with us. We're smiling at you. Smile with us. And all that's about, it's not about your talent. It's not about your path. It's about you acknowledging that you are a great person. Without question, without doubt. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what we're doing in our lives, you know, what we're doing in our jobs. When I moved out to Seattle, I went door to door selling siding. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, we do what we do. We never, never, ever want to forget that we are the greatness.
I like that.
Okay, and that's what I want to leave you with. I'm going to pull a couple of cards for you, but I'm telling you intuitively, you are passionate about writing. Are you writing now? Are you writing short stories now? And if you are, where are they being published?
I am writing them now, and they're not being published. I just do them as a hobby.
Yeah. Well, okay. But do you put them up on websites? Do you?
I put one up on my. I have a small Yahoo group. Besides that, I haven't put anything out in public.
What are your short stories about, if you don't mind me asking?
About the. Spiritual type of things, and the big book I'm writing incorporates Law of Attraction in it. And basically, it's going to be about a mystical island that exists in the spiritual realm. And again, all these ideas are just coming to me. I could just be sitting there, at dinner or whatever, and I'm just getting these ideas and writing notes down and. Them all together in a story.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, there's so much energy around you for this, that what I just heard, folks telling me here, is that you are going to get so many downloads that you'll either have to get yourself a digital recorder or make a commitment to, be attached to your laptop or your computer. Okay. Because the time is now for you. Okay,
yeah.
I pulled three cards for you, and they're very interesting cards. Two of them almost seem like polar opposites. One of them is the Avenger, and the other one is the Victim. Isn't that an interesting combination?
That's very interesting.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And what that says to me is that, without even going into the full descriptions of these, that there are two sides of energies really pulling at you right now.
Mm.
Okay? And one side is this side that says, I need to balance the scales of justice. I need to do something to up-level the vibration. You know what I'm saying? And the writing will do that. I mean, when you sit down and you write about the laws of attraction and spirituality or whatever that is that's going to come from you, that is about sort of being an avenger of sorts to bring a new level of things together. Now, on the other side of that, there must be something going on that's pulling you, almost telling you that this will never happen.
It's funny you say that, because all the work I've done with the Law of Attraction in the past few months, there's still that a part of my subconscious that I haven't completely changed over yet.
Yes, yes.
I see the focus too much on the daily grind and going to work and doing my job and coming home and living the normal life.
Yeah.
That's certainly... like I said before, that does take its toll on me, and I'm still trying to work over that. So I think it's very appropriate that you pull that Victim card.
Yeah, because what's happening is you have this incredible, incredible energy around you to passionately write. And then you have this other side that's almost, saying that I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be stuck. You see, and that's kind of that victim mentality where you kind of get the sense that I really don't have the power to do this. So let me say this. Everything you're doing will really silence that aspect of what's going on in you.
Okay.
This is just some old stuff. If you probably haven't heard my early shows that we do some crust busting. Crust is a metaphor that I use to describe all of that stuff that's hanging on to us that holds us back from living life full out. And the reason I use that metaphor is very simple. It's because I don't believe there is anything wrong inside of us. That from day one, we have always had magnificence. And over time, we just get a little conditioning.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We get some conditioning going on. And so what I want to say about that is good news. Because just like the crust of the earth, you can chip away at this. And the way that you're chipping away at it is doing exactly what you're doing. You're tapping into the law of attraction. You're tapping into the laws of prosperity. And there's a part of you, the third card that I pulled, that will really emerge higher than any of the other two cards. And that is the third card. It is the Samaritan. Now, there are two attributes to this card that I want you to be mindful of. One of them is the attribute, the capacity to help others. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, especially people that most people ignore.
Right.
You know, you want to help them, and that shows in the kind of work you want to write about it.
Yeah.
The downside or the shadow side of this card is that two things could happen. That, and I don't think this first one is you, that sometimes we help people to expect other things back.
Yeah.
That's not it, I don't think so much. I think the thing that you just want to be mindful of is that you may be helping so many other people that you're not helping yourself. Just
yeah,
be mindful.
I've been asked before.
Yeah, okay, do you relate to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And so I think you're going to have to create some really healthy, loving boundaries because you are meant to write.
Okay?
You are meant to write. And there's a new website out that posts articles from different people. I don't know if you're familiar with it. But if you send an email to me, I will make sure that I'll have Bobby or someone send you that website. It's a very popular website, and it's about people that produce articles. I think you should start to publish there.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. Thank you very much.
My email is pat@thedrpatshow.
At the Dr. Pat Show, okay.
Yeah, pat@thedrpatshow.com.
Okay.
You are on your way. Don't question yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Be mindful of your thinking and do what you love to do. Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Okay. Great weekend.
You too. We'll be right back after this short break. We've got a couple of lines open. We've got somebody on the line, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Best-selling author Carolyn Mace, live in Seattle, featuring her new 2007 Entering the Castle book. Take a magical journey into your soul with Carolyn as she teaches you how to channel grace, heal, and let your soul become a force for change. A book signing will immediately follow this powerful lecture. Join Carolyn Mace live in Seattle on Sunday, March 25th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now, 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouse.com.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year to play all day at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. Daily seminars at the Discover You stage, hundreds of exhibits, and best of all, shopping. A hot fashion show starring local firefighters. Take a class at the Beef It's What's for Dinner Dish and Kitchen, hosted by Kathy Casey. Hear Marianne Williamson, Oprah's expert on spiritual guidance, love, and miracles, and celebrity fitness guru and author Bob Green, Our Lady of Weight Loss, Janice Taylor, and favorite Northwest authors including Anne Rule. McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is March 23rd through 25th at Questfield Event Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, QFC, American Family Insurance, The Seattle Times, Como TV, and Alaska Airlines. You'll find our lowest fares at AlaskaAirlines.com. The Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to NWWomensShow.com.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Okay, shake your booty time on the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I want to mention to everyone that we've been really thrilled about the shows that are following us. So I want to just mention that I know a lot of you have turned the show off after my show. I want to say that you may want to hold on and listen to the show that is following. We've got these amazing women coming on, these sages, and I'm sure I'm not getting the right. What's the name of your show?
Sage Spirit Angels and Guides Entertainment.
And they are totally awesome. We're going to just bring them in so we make the transition.
I feel like the
really
Sagers.
Really cool. That's what I was like. I'm all about that. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I love Sage.
Let's work that in.
Let's work it in. Okay. But let's go to the phones right now.
Well,
or maybe not go to the phones.
Well, I'm gonna do my best here and kind of speak in on Tara's behalf. She's calling in from Seattle right now. And, you know, she called in for the tickets and, you know, she's a little shy to come on the air, but this is what we want to work with her with. And that's of letting go of the pressures of society in general. And we kind of want to maybe a reading on this and see if we can help her out a little bit. And also she wants to take it to the next level or the next step on getting herself out into the open and coming out, you know, to help, you know, kind of just feel a little more comfortable. Well, it's for everyone. I'm not just looking particularly for you.
But we can all do it.
For Dr. Pat, though, and a reading from you.
Let me just say this. I mean, so she's basically what I hear, Benny, is that she has a spirit mm-hmm. that really wants to emerge. I mean, this is what I'm sensing, that there's something that is inside her that wants to really shed kind of old patterns, things that would really confine her to a box, let's say. And so it's a really interesting place where you are right now, Tara, because for me, I was there not too long ago. And it was this inner voice that wanted to really speak really loudly. And yet at the same time, I was always very shy, very quiet, and didn't really know what to do about it. The thing I would say to you, and I said the theme of today's show was standing and walking in confidence. And so when you think about that, you've got to know that you are a kick-butt person. Absolutely right there. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is nothing, no dark power is going to stop you from being magnificent. Because that's who you are. So when we're talking about this, we're talking about ways for you to take action to really bust out of who you are. Now, let me say this. You've called in on the show, and that's the first action. Even though you don't want to come on, that's the first action. And so what I want to say is I pulled a couple cards for you, but there is a father image, and I'm not sure, because you and I are not communicating, I don't really know. There's a father image, something that I'm sensing. I don't know what that's about, but you are really being called to move beyond that father image. And you know what I'm talking about, so you get what I'm saying. There's something that is it. Do you feel it?
I do. It's about stepping into your own authority. This is Jennifer, and I'm right with Dr. Pat here. There's something about finding what in your own inner experience you can feel absolutely confident about. Step in that, and ask that energy of confidence to move into these newer areas.
So, thank you. And Jennifer is going to be on at the noontime hour with the other fabulous sages. And so you'll be able to find out more about it. But here's what I've got for you. Some very interesting cards. There's a strong, and I say a father image, but it doesn't have to be a father. You know, it's some overpowering individual that has shaped whatever's going on with you so that you are have not been able to, up to this point, really step out. Now, the other cards that I pulled are very, very important, because one of the things I want you to know, that I pulled a card that says problem resolved. That means that everything we're talking about is gone. Do you hear what I'm saying? Everything we've just talked about no longer exists. It's gone. It's an old story. You have to believe that. One of the things that I read out of the book was you have to believe that you are truly magnificent. So everything we've just talked about is gone. You no longer are shy and afraid, because what you have to offer is important. Part of this is also letting yourself receive. And receiving, when you come on a show like this, is that you get to receive the energy and the vibration and the support of all of the people that's listening. Haven't you experienced that on your show?
That's right. You can feel it coming in just by putting the word out like you have with Pat.
So that's what I want to say. The other card that I pulled is a very, very wonderful goddess. And the saying or the theme is be strong. You are stronger than you think you are, and your strength assures a happy outcome. This is not a mistake, but there could be a part of this that's very addicting. There could be a part of what's going on with you that could be a little addicting. What I mean by that is sometimes, and at least my story is, I was totally addicted to the drama of my life. And I didn't walk around like I was addicted, but I certainly didn't do the things that I wanted to do, because it was easier to plug in to an old pattern. I'm not saying that that's going on for you, but I'm saying that this is a time to really acknowledge that all of the past problems you've had in this area are gone. And if you were on the show with us, we would certainly do an affirmation with you and get to that. So thank you. Thank you for calling in. Benny will connect with you in a minute. And then I have your number so that we can see if we can connect so I can get you that ticket. But let's talk about the show that's coming up right now, because as I mentioned before, and for those of you that are listening to WWPR, this will not be coming up. And I'm sorry to say, this will not be coming up in the Tampa area. However, if you want to listen to the show, I guess there's an internet listening on KKNW. How come I can never get that site right?
Streaming, you mean?
Streaming.
1150kknw.com.
Yeah, but those of you that are right here listening to this, you are going to get to experience a fabulous new show that follows me on Fridays. And it is just incredible what you all have done. Your show last week was fabulous. The listeners loved it, obvious by the number of calls you received. So so how are you feeling this week now?
Terrific. And I'm so appreciative of you and your absolute support.
Amen.
Yeah, yes. Well, I'm thrilled for you. And I'm not sure where your other two partners are, but are you feeling good? Are you ready? Tell us what we're going to get to experience with you today.
Today I'm going to be asking Jennifer and Laura. There are two sages on the show today. I'm going to be asking them to talk to about what is their process? How do they ask for the information? How do they receive it? What do they see? What do they feel? And help us learn how to tap into that ourselves.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to listen to that show. So I want to acknowledge all of you for what you're doing. I mean, I think it's incredible. And just keep going. Just keep making it happen.
Well, you started the path for us, Pat, just like what you're doing today. Thanks so much.
I don't do this that often.
I'm so inspired looking at you with all your decks of cards.
I
love it.
Isn't that incredible? Because it's really funny. I worked with a woman who said to me, you know, you can learn from other people, but you've got to figure out your own way to read or use intuition.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that was hard for me, because I'm one of these people that likes to be taught, right?
Go get the answer.
Go get the answer. Give me the blueprint. And about 10 years ago, I had to really let go of that and know that the journey is equally important and fun.
That's the key.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you. Thank you all for joining the show.
Thanks
Benny,
so
hey, thank you for a great show today. I want to thank all our affiliates, especially WWPR 1490 in Tampa. Wow, thank you so much, Ed. I'm glad we were able to connect. And, boy, we'll see if we can send you some other tickets. And anytime you want us to support and promote an event out there, we're good to go. We will make it happen. Deepak, as I said before, is going to rock the boat out in Tampa. And right here, we're going to have the Northwest Women's Women's Show. We're in booth 119, as well as Carolyn Mace on Sunday, and that's at the Washington Convention Center. And I think that starts at, do we know what time that starts?
I don't have that information for you. You going to grab that?
Talk for me.
Well, it's so conveniently, we're going to wrap it up right now. I've got already the theme music playing. So you've obviously been listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Benny Mathers. And also, don't forget about Veg Fest. That's also at the Seattle Center Exhibition Center. You'll see Conscious Talk, Brendan and Rob, who are on from 7 to 8 in the mornings. But we're doing live remotes tomorrow, 11:30 to 1:30. Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30.
All right. Carolyn Mace is Sunday from 2 to 4:30, everyone. And that is at the Washington State Convention Center. Lots going on. We'll see you at the Northwest Women's Show. Check it out. Until then, make sure you stay tuned for this fabulous show with these amazing women sages.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.